WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
It's the beginning of Chicago Black Restaurant Week. The Unusual Times are presenting the annual promotion with unique challenges, but also silver linings. WBEZ's Odette Youssef reports.
Lauren Smith got the idea for Chicago Black Restaurant Week
when I was patronizing Chicago Restaurant Week. And I just kind of noticed that there weren't many Black restaurants featured.
Chicago Restaurant Week has been a major citywide promotional event since 2008. Last year, it featured more than 400 eating establishments. But Smith, a social marketing professional, figured she had the tools to improve the representation of Black-owned restaurants.
I feel like Black restaurants also deserve a spotlight to highlight, you know, the goods that they have in our community.
Smith decided Chicago Black Restaurant Week would occur every February during Black History Month. And with 15 restaurants signed up to participate, she launched the first one in 2016. Now, 6 years later, there are 87 from Evanston to the south suburbs.
We have African, we have Jamaican, we have sweet shops, we have desserts, we have vegan restaurants, we also have juice bars, we have coffee shops.
And it might more appropriately be called Restaurant Weeks.
This year, I extended it for 2 weeks because, you know, we're coming out of a pandemic year. A lot of restaurants, a lot of Black restaurants were suffering.
Just like restaurants all over Illinois, Smith says she was aware of many Black-owned restaurants having to lay off workers and get creative to survive the last 11 months of restricted indoor dining.
The smaller businesses were really impacted by this, so yeah, it was pretty tough.
In past years, Smith says the event has provided a material boost to the bottom line of participating restaurants. That could help some make up for the losses of the last year. And
with what I expect to be a major influx of business for these restaurants, they'll be able to hire more people.
That's particularly appreciated at a time that the pandemic is taking a disproportionately high unemployment toll among Black Chicagoans. Last year's racial reckoning in this country following the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis also brought a heightened awareness around supporting Black-owned businesses. Smith says she herself has gotten unsolicited support from unexpected places. Third-party food delivery service, Uber Eats, reached out to her in November. This year, the service will showcase participating Black-owned restaurants on its app. And the youth educational nonprofit called My Block, My Hood, My City will help with promotion of the event and restaurants. Smith hopes all this will help the participating restaurants stay resilient through tough times. As for her, she's just looking forward to some good food.
Yep. I'll try to get some fried lobster tails and shrimp and garlic fries from Surf's Up. I'll go out to Juice by Chic and get a smoothie. I may order some cupcakes for, you know, for dessert, anything. Like, and it's just crazy because I'm, what, a size six? I'm very small, but I love food.
At least this year, she'll be able to space it out over 2 weeks. Odette Youssef, WBEZ News.